Today's Shir, Mishnah Berurah Yomi, is Siman Tuf Resh Ayin Aleph, and we are up to Sif Zayin. Mitzvah La'anicho B'tefach HaTzomach L'Pesach Mismo. The mitzvah is to put the Neros Chanukah next to the doorway outside the house, or outside the Chater, we'll see. A tefach away from the doorway on the left. Why? Because the mezuzah outside, when you're coming from the outside, the mezuzah is on the right side. So you have the mezuzah on the right side of the door, and you have an erchanaka mismo, and the erchanaka on the left side of the doorway. So now, what we are talking about, again, is the erchanaka, which we're putting outdoors, like we saw in Sif Hei, and it's at the entranceway, at the doorway, going out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And normally at the doorway, there is a mezuzah. And the mezuzah is on the right side. So the idea is to have the Chanukah lich, the Chanukah menorah, also right next to the door, but on the opposite side of the mezuzah. So you have it, and it should be within a tefach of the left side of the doorway. So you have the mezuzah on the right, and then the Chanukah on the left. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan lamed aleph, the tefach hasamuch, shem yachi kenah, why is there be a tefach close to it? Why not two tefachim, or three tefachim? So he says, shem yachi kenah, lahala min ha-pesach, because if you go ahead and you distance it from the Pesach, from the doorway, eino nikar she bal habayis hinicho sham, it will not be recognizable that the Baal HaBayis placed it there for the mitzvah. It would just look like a haphazard light that happens to be there. But you want it to be that there's a Pirsumei Nisa, that this home has someone who put the Chanukah lich outside their door on their house to publicize the nes. Zivkot Lamed Beis, La Pesach, so it has to be Tefach, that's Samach to the Pesach. Bain, he says, Bain im ha'anocha hu al Pesach ha'bayis. This is regardless if the placement of the Chanukah lich was at the doorway of the home going out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, o al Pesach ha'chatzer, or on the entranceway from the chatzer, from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to the chatzer. So, when the chatzer is opening up into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, as we saw yesterday, that the Shulchan Aruch's position is that if your house opens up into your chatzer, and then your chatzer into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So you put the mezuzah outside the chatzer. Now we move weiter. Kedei, Sifkat Alam Gimel, Kedei, Shetehei. This is in order, the mezuzah will be on the right and the Ner Chanukah on the left. He says, this way, Yiyeh Mesubab V'mitzvahs. This way, you'll be surrounded by mitzvahs. Right? The home and the door is surrounded by mitzvahs. Mihu, B'diyeved. However, B'diyeved, Imeniach Ner Chanukah V'yamin, if a person B'diyeved puts his Ner Chanukah on the right side of the door next to the mezuzah, Yatza, he is still Yotze the mitzvah. We continue on now in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, what happens in Ein Mezuzah? In Ein Mezuzah of Pesach, there are times when your doorway is not a doorway that is mechuyev in mezuzah. Sometimes a doorway is not built in a way that demands halachically, obligates one in a mezuzah. So then where does one place the Chanukah lich? So he says, in the Ein Mezuzah of Pesach, if there's no mezuzah at this entrance way, at the doorway, then manicho meyamin. Then you put the Chanukah menorah, the Chanukah lich, on the right side of the door. What's the reason? Sif katan lamed dalet, v'im ein, you put it on the yamin. Why? The chol midi de mitzvah yamin adif. Because anything that you're doing regarding a mitzvah, the right side is preferable. Va'od, and also the ikur presume nisa tvei. And also there's more of a presume nisa, shahakol ponin l'tzad yamin. Because the natural tendency is to be focused to your right, and that's why the latter would obviously be a greater presume nisa if it was on the right side. We now move weiter. Now, when we talk about the right side, we mean the right side as you're going in from the outside. That's right. That's where the mezuzah is placed. Now we come back to the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, "Venicho badeles atzmo." What happens if the person actually puts the Hanukkah lift actually inside the doorway, not outside? So Mr. Bruce says, "Kai areish hasif." This is going back to the beginning of the Sif, where he's saying, and we're talking about where you actually have a mezuzah on the right side, but you're putting the menorah, you're putting the chanukah inside the pesach, not a pepach away from the doorway. So he says, if that's the case, then yanichenu mechetzio shel knisa letzad smol. So then what you should make sure to do is to place it right, inside the doorway, from the middle point of the doorway to the left. Meaning, you have a doorway where you slice it down the middle of the doorway. So, from the midpoint to the left side of the door, that's where the menorah should be placed. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan lamed vav mechet yeshal knisa. Hainu mekom hadeles shenichnas misham. Lesoch ha bayis, that is the place in the delet where you are coming from there into the home. Yechalkenu l'shnayim, you split the doorway height-wise, okay, vertically, you make a vertical line right in the middle, and you split it into two. Uvechatzi hanote letzat smol, and from the left side of where you have this imaginary vertical line from the floor up into the top of the door to the left, that half, letzad smol, chatzi anot letzad smol, shehu neged ha-mezuzah, which is on the opposite side of the mezuzah, because the mezuzah is bi-yamin, because the mezuzah is on the right side, sham yanichen, that's where you should put it. U'mash meizeh di'ochol laniach b'chol shetach osi ha-chetzi, osi ha-chetzi, because it's mashma from this, that he could put it, when he's putting it inside the door, the doorway, right, meaning in front of the doorway, as opposed to outside, away from the door, you can put it in that whole shetach, that whole area, that whole left side of the doorway. Ayin betaz, however, shedaito de lemaisa roi lahachmir laniach chaneros besalat smol bekatsa acharon samach lakotel. He says, if the Taz writes that lemaisa, a person should be machmir, if he is actually putting it inside the doorway, okay, meaning within the door, the doorway, to go ahead and place it as close to the left side, meaning as close to the left post of the doorway as possible, meaning on the total opposite side of the doorway, the other extreme, opposite the right doorpost, which has the mezuzah. If you put it right there, katza acharon samach lakotel, right next to the wall, as close to the wall as possible. So that is the different approaches. Now, comes the Rama now, and he's going to talk about Bizman HaZeh. Because again, what we have so far, what we've seen in the Shulchan Aruch, the ideal way to be lighting is outside for Pesumei Nisa, and you light either outside your doorway of your house, going into Rishus HaRabim, if you have a Chatzer, then from the Chatzer out into Rishus HaRabim, and you put it outside, right outside the doorpost on the left side, talking left from coming from in from the outside, opposite the side of the mezuzah, a tefach away from the doorway. You can also put it on the inside of the doorway, and you have two opinions, whether the pashtas haramah, which is anywhere on the left side of the doorway, and then you have the taz, who says to try to keep it all the way to the extreme left post, if you're putting it on the inside, opposite the mezuzah. So now the Rama comes and he says, "Miu bezman hazeh." Says, however, nowadays shekulanu madlikim b'tnim. Nowadays, when everyone lights inside, the ain heker livnei rishus harabim klal. And since the minhag now is in Chutz La'aretz, at least, that everyone lights inside, and there's no heker, there's no publicizing to rishus harabim at all, ain lachush kol kach im ain madlikim b'tefach asamach l'pesach. One does not need to be concerned if he does not light within a tefach of the doorway on the inside.
Umikol makom, he says, haminag lahadlik b'tevach asamach b'pesach, kemo b'yemeyim v'ein l'shanos. He says, however, the minag is still to go ahead, even from the inside, to put it a tefach away from the doorway, from the inside, also opposite the mezuzah, kemo b'yemeyim, like they did back then, v'ein l'shanos, and one should not change and go away from that minag. Now you're all asking yourself, so is that really the case? Is that where everyone's supposed to light, on the inside of the house next to the doorway? We don't always see that. We see people lighting on the windows and facing Rosh Hashanah, or we see sometimes people just put it on the inside and not next to the door. So look at the Mishnah Brura. It says as follows: Sif katan lamed zayin umikol makom haminag, that the proper minag is kadesh yikanes bein shnei hamitzis. The ideal is to go ahead and actually have it inside, next to a tefach away from the doorway, and once again, opposite the mezuzah, so that a person will come into the home, entering in between two mitzvahs. Sif katan lamed ches, ve'ein l'shanos, and one should not veer away from this. Umikol makom, however, he points out, and this is where the window comes in. In yeshlo chalom hasamuch l'shus harabim, he says, even nowadays, because true, our minhag has become now the light on the inside. Different reasons were given for that, as we discussed the other day. Why bizman hazeh, when there is really no sakana, why do we still light inside? So we discussed that the other day. We gave a couple of different approaches. That we're worried that the goyim will blow it out. We're worried that the thieves, that they'll steal it. Or there are those that actually say, once mishasa sakana, they were misakein, sort of to basically, from now on, to do it on the inside. Again, in Eretz Yisrael, we do it on the outside of the house. But what he says is, even in Chutz La'aretz, nowadays, since there's no real sakana to put it on the window, so if you have a window that is samach Rosh Hashanah Rabin, that is facing Rosh Hashanah Rabin, nachon yoser, she'yinu chayin sham, it's better to put it there, today, she'yehei heker livnei Rosh Hashanah Rabin, in order that there'll be a heker to the those outside in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, the esparsei manes, and you'll publicize the nes, meaning the greater pesuvim nisa, by putting it in the window, because inside the house, you're only being the farsei to your family. In lo b'makom d'shkicha hazeka al yedei zeh, however, unless it's a situation where damage could be caused to you if you go ahead and place it there. Now, another factor that might lead to someone not lighting next to the door from the inside is if you have, let's say, a family of 10 people lighting, so you're not going to be able to get 10 menorahs necessarily with a tefach samuch le the doorway. So then you put it all in an area, like the Shulchan Aruch said, put it on the Shulchan v'diyo, and that would be enough, and you'd be yotzei. Now, another issue that comes up in the poskim is the issue of what if you're on a higher floor, and if you're on a higher floor, l'chaira, from the outside, the people will not see it because it's above 20 amos, so you don't really have the pirsumi nisa from the outside. Then it's probably better to put it in the house, especially as we saw yesterday, you could probably keep it below 10 fachim, which is ideal, and you can even put it next to the doorway, which is better. But Moshe basically paskin that if you're in an apartment building and you have other apartment buildings adjacent to you, across from you, that will see the candles on your level within the 20 amos or so, then of height, then you should keep it in those windows. Now, what about in Eretz Yisrael? So in Eretz Yisrael, we light on the outside, outside the doorway. But there's a big machlokes between the poskim, if you're in an apartment building, where is it better to light in an apartment building? And the shaila basically revolves around the Chazon Ish, as opposed to the Minhag Yerushalayim. Chazon Ish says that you should light outside the doorway going into the hallway. That's where a person should light. Why? because the chatzer is, we don't view the hallway as the chatzer of the bias. If we viewed the hallway as the chatzer of the bias, then you put it outside the apartment building. Others say, no, we do treat the hallway like the chatzer of the apartment building, and therefore you should put the menorah outside of the apartment building, outside the doorway of the apartment building. That's why you'll see some people have the minhag in an apartment building to put it right outside their door. That's the minhag Chazanisha, the minhag B'nebrak, and others put it on the outside, minhag Yushalayim, the outside of the apartment building. And that's all really a function of how do you view the hallway. Why would you say that the hallway is not like a chatzer? Because a chatzer was where it was much more of a area that was for the private use of the homes that were opening up into the chatzer, and people would do things in the chatzer. Here, the hallway is really not so much a place where the residents go and they do things and hang out. It's just more of a public area, people walking through the hallway to get to the houses. So therefore, it becomes more of like a Rishus HaRabim type, and therefore you put it from the doorway going of your apartment out into the hallway. Once again, the Shaila will always become, should you put it in a window? Or, if you're in an apartment building, and that's a good Shaila, whether it's better to put it on a window or put it outside the doorway. Okay, many people you see going and putting it on their windows. Why wouldn't they put it by the doorway? It's a good Shiloh, why not? It's not really the Iker Halacha to put it by the window if you could put it by the doorway. Okay, we now move weiter. I can see maybe putting it by the window if you want to avoid that machlekes. Because from your window to the outside, go straight to the Rishus HaRabim from your window. Masha'in came. If you put it outside your door, that might really be outside to your chatzer. If you hold like Minhag Yerushalayim, and if you put it outside the apartment building, you're not really putting it outside your chatzer according to the Chazanish. So then maybe it'd be a good sad to put it in your window facing Rishus HaRabim. We now move weiter in the Rama, and he says, a person should ideally inside the house put it a tefach away from the doorway on the inside so that the doorway is surrounded by mitzvahs when a person walks in. Again, we're talking where he's not going to be putting it on the window because he doesn't have a window facing which is around it. So comes the Ramah and he says, but you should only do that, as we said, Elim Kein Rabim Bnei Habayis, unless, of course, you have a lot of people that live in the home. Then it's better for each person to have their own separate, distinct place than to go ahead and have all the neros all bunched together. Bein heker, kama neros madlikin, and there's no heker, how many neros are being lit. Now again, if you have menorahs and things like that, so then it's possibly you could have a bunch of them in that area, but because they're on menorahs, that itself creates a distinction, chanukiah, menorah, that itself creates a clear distinction. And you have the heker of what night it is and how many nights and how many candles you're lighting for that night. When we call makom, he continues on the Rama, Yizaru shalo ladlik b'makom shemadlikin aneros kol hashana. Person, as we saw yesterday, should be careful not to go ahead and put the candles, assuming that your home is lit with candles, candle lit. He says you shouldn't put the candles in a place where you have your candles lit for reading and doing work and things like that all year long. He us lo yeh heker klal. Then there won't be any heker recognizable that this is a candles not to be used, not to be mishtamesh with, but purely to go ahead and see the rosam bilvad. The af ki, and he says, the af ki ein heker rak l'nei habayis, and he says, even though the heker here is only for the b'nei habayis, and the b'nei habayis know that the difference between the lights that he uses all year long and the lights that he just lit and they just lit for Hanukkah, still, mikol makom, heker ksas mi abay, even so, for your own home, you should have a heker to be mefarsim v'neis, that it should be recognizable and distinct that these are candles lit specifically for mitzvahs Hanukkah.